The Lincoln Center Festival is winding down, but there are still a few ambitious international productions running through this weekend. WNYC's Karen Frillman has been following the festival and has this report.
From the moment the French actors arrive to unfold the piece that is Les Ephemères, the super titles in English in no way translate the intimacy and care that the actors have given to every silence and gesture.
It's really cool. It's just really cool.
Marie, a theatergoer, gushed after part one of the performance from Theatre du Soleil.
It's really breathtaking and so detailed and beautiful. And one of the things that I really walk away with from their work is like this compassion and human interaction and how intricate that is and complicated and hard.
The Lincoln Center Festival is allowing New York audiences to experience work that goes far beyond the borders where these plays are set. Take the production of Chekhov's Ivanov, directed by Hungarian Tomar Asher, which opened the festival this year. Written in 1887, Asher argues that Chekhov remains very relevant for modern audiences.
Ivanov azok közé, darabok közé tartozik, amelyeknek,
Ivanov is one of the plays,
amelyeknek az aktualitása folyamatos,
which
több okból.
Are always actual for many reasons.
Másrészt újra és újra aktuális az a kérdés.
And of course it is always a current question, what an intellectual or what a thinking man or human being has to do in society.
It's not too late to catch a bit of the festival. This weekend, the Mali Theater from Russia has brought a production of Boris Godunov as part of the Chekhov International Theater Festival. And not to be missed is the North American premiere of Life and Fate, a richly textured portrait of life on the Eastern Front during the 1940s. For WNYC, I'm Karen Frillman.
Works in translation are also the basis of a show up now at the Queen's Museum of Art. The words "Translate Allah" hang on a huge billboard in full view of a busy access road to the Long Island Expressway. It's an installation by Palestinian artist Emily Jassir. She put it up to address a pet peeve.
The media in the U.S. and in Europe does not translate the word Allah when they write, and it's such a strange thing to me, because it just means God in English.
Jassir's piece is just one of the works in the show called Translation Tarjama, a group of show of 28 artists from the Middle East and Central Asia and their diasporas. It mixes video, painting, and other media, all looking at ways to communicate across language and national boundaries. Images from the show are on the culture page on our website, wnyc.org.